Jazakumullah, Sheikh. May Allah bless you for inspiring us, inshallah. And I want to just remind you of what I said earlier on, that they say empires are built in the hearts of people. And if you want to leave a true legacy behind, it's not so much what is your public persona, but who you are at home. And I think this program, as it did to me, confronts the real you, behind that facade, behind the veneer as to who you are. Perhaps you married a husband who's got flaws, he's human, he's got foibles, weaknesses in his character. Yes, all of us have. What about you? So we need to see the bigger picture, and nothing is more beautiful than coming to a happy home. I tell my wife, you know, really, I tell everyone, I don't mind, the whole world is my enemy. Long as I got my wife at home, my Shusha Babalina, she's so excited to see me. Really, she's so excited to see me. And nothing is more depressing than when you come from an unhappy home, where your children are rebelling against you, where the husband comes home constipated sometimes. You know what I mean? It's an attitudinal change. So my prayer is, inshallah, that this beautiful presentation by Sheikh, see, Sheikh goes out of his way, you see. Now, Sheikh, may Allah give you strength. May Allah increase your knowledge. May you continue to impact on the Ummah as you're impacting on us. May Allah give you a long life, and may please convey our salams to your beloved family, because often you leave home and it's a sacrifice they're making for you. And I say to each one of you, may Allah bless each one of you. And it's a time also we need to thank people. I just want to give names. But I was telling you, I was very nervous about Durban. Keep in contact with few people. Please help here. Do this in the radio station. We did so many programs. And I'll give you some idea as to what really happened. Sheikh, he landed here at about 5 o'clock, am I right? And you saw my face first, right? In Johannesburg. Immediately, we left for the hotel, we had breakfast, and we went to bed about 7:30 in the morning. At 9 o'clock, you got up. Our first appointment was around 9:30. Did the appointment, met with some people, then he gave the Jumma talk at the Midrand Mosque. Immediately after the talk, we went to ITV to promote the program. We went back to Pretoria, we had that program in the evening. We only finished the program, I'm talking about even the refreshments after 12. The next morning, I think we left for the airport, what time, Sajid? 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, going to Cape Town. Went to Cape Town, went to our apartment, they said it's not ready for us. So we decided that we're going to have lunch, went for that program. And last night, we went to bed about 10, 11 o'clock, and got up 4 o'clock in the morning. He has come to give this talk to you. And therefore, I'm a person, you know, I believe in each one of you. I believe in the goodness of each one of you. So when you raise your hands and you said that if we were to have a program like this and if we were to communicate this to you, you are going to come. Will you do that? Are you going to support us? And therefore, we should have no hesitation to support people that are doing good works, inshallah. And, you know, I'm a very poor salesman, but I'll try. In fact, I'm such a poor salesman, I'll give you one example. When I was in my father's shop, someone came to me, said to me, Idris, you know, I like that shirt. So I said to him, you know what? There's a shop down the road, Musa Patel, he's slightly cheaper than us. Really, I did it. And my father said to me, you son, must never open a shop, you'll go bankrupt the first day. He forced me the first day. Anyway, Allah bless my father. I don't mind, I got a heart like this. So anyway, there's a bookshop there, and please support the person that is selling some food. I also got there some of my own CDs, right? If you want to purchase it, it's okay. If you don't want to purchase it, it's also okay, right? And Allah bless you. I love you for the sake of Allah. I love each one of you. Our homes should not be sad places. It should be the happiest place. It's a place of celebration. a place of excitement. One story, on Saturday morning, as I was in the Sheikh, I got a phone call from a disgruntled husband. He said to me, and I was so worried, he said, "I'm so bloody fed up with my wife, I'm going to kill her." I said, brother, I said, "Shaitan is with you. I'm going to kill her. I'll kidnap my own child. I'll do that." I said, "Give me your wife's number." He gave me the number. I telephoned her. The first time she did not take the call, but the second time she did. I said, "Sister, what is happening?" I said, "Can you do me a favor? I would like you and your husband to come for the program tonight in Erasmia." And they came. You know what was so beautiful? And this made me very emotional. At the end of the program, I saw them hug and kiss each other. What was the difference? This is the impact the Quran has on us. The impact of calmness, the impact of inspiration, the impact of putting things in perspective. Let us not be bitter and small-minded. We are going to make mistakes. Let us be forgiving. Is it not ironical, my brothers and sisters, that you are not going to forgive someone, yet you're going to raise up your hands and say, "Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, forgive me." Jazakumullah to all of you. May Allah protect you. May every day be a better day. And may the most beautiful, beautiful moment is when Allah calls you to Him. Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm going to leave with the Sheikh immediately. Make dua for our safe journey. Assalamu alaikum.